Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for CEO Exclusive, brought to you by Annona Enterprises.
Good morning. This is John Coffin, broadcasting live from the Vistage Executive Summit. We're here with Linda Brenner and Tom McGuire from Designs on Talent. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Linda, tell us a little bit about your firm. You're the founder and CEO. We'd love to know a little bit more about what Designs on Talent does.
Thank you. I'd love to share it. We are an HR consulting firm. We specialize in talent strategy design and talent acquisition process improvement.
Okay, now help me, for us non-HR folks, what does that mean?
It's a great question. We blend finance and talent expertise in order to help companies align their talent strategies and outcomes with where the business is going.
Okay. So, Tom, and your role at the company is?
Yes. I am leading the talent strategy piece, so we do a lot of connecting business value back to talent in addition to process design. And I work on both, but I'm really focused more on looking at the value of companies and then determining how talent best connects to that value and what a company should do about that.
Okay, so as you're out in the market, earning and winning business, who are some of your clients and how do they utilize your services?
We primarily work with Fortune 500 firms, so we work with Coca-Cola, L'Oreal, Raytheon, Expedia, Amazon. We work with a lot of big, well-known companies that are either trying to improve their results related to talent, or they're trying to fix a specific problem. So a common problem might be, how do we overinvest in HR initiatives, and how do we measure the return on that investment? Or recruiting, it might be as fundamental as recruiting's not working as well as we need it to be. We can't find the talent we need in a timely way.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a very structured approach to assessing what's going on in the current state, and we make recommendations both near-term and long-term in order to help them improve.
So you use the word assessment, which is always very interesting to me. Are you in the finding element of things? Are you giving them tools to assess people up front, tests, so to speak, or is this more of an internal assessment
that they do? That's a really good question, because you're right. The word assessment, what we do in that work I just described, a talent acquisition, perhaps audit is a better word.
Okay.
So we will come in, and within like a 60-day period, we will look at the recruiting strategy, the tools, the process, the technology, the vendors, the spend, the metrics, the stakeholder experience, and we will kind of roll up our findings and then point them in what we believe is the right direction. The assessment piece, in terms of skills assessment, we also will do if they say, okay, now I want you to tell me if our recruiters are any good.
So with the recovery, talent wars are back is what I'm hearing from so many firms. They're finding that it's difficult to keep their top talent, but they're also having difficulty finding great folks. Tom, you're on the forefront of this. Give our listeners insight about how do you protect your key performers and how do you find new talent?
Yeah, so, I think the talent war has never ended. It was actually just as bad during the economic downturn as it is now, because it was harder actually to go out and get that talent and take it away from another company, honestly. But as far as being able to hold on to talent, we like to think of the best talent in the world as investors in your company, and we think that that's the way that you should think about it as well. So our approach to that is more akin to thinking of retaining talent as an investor relations type problem.
Okay.
We like to understand why talent invests their time in your company. We also want to understand when they're making investment decisions and what they're based upon. So we want to offer our quote-unquote investors, our talent investors, in our client companies the best proposition, and one that we can actually keep as a company, make it come true. And we understand that people, the best talent in the world, make decisions every couple of years to either re-sign with your company or to resign from your company. And that's what we are experts in, making sure that you get the best outcome on.
Linda, another thing that you talked about was ROI, and whether it's advertising or marketing or investment in human capital, so to speak, that ROI is very important, particularly to large companies. Break that down for me a little bit. How does that work, and what are some of the tools that you use when you're talking about human capital ROI, if I'm putting the right words to it?
Sure. I mean, I think the beginning part of explaining how we approach it is probably an edgy point of view that we have, which is the traditional HR model is, I have limited resources as an HR leader, and so I spread them as thinly as possible in some kind of, I think, misguided effort at being fair and having equity and parity, and I'm putting finger quotes around those. What we come at it from a financial standpoint, looking at where is the business placing its bets for growth in the future, and what are the most critical roles? So rather than doing everything equally, we actually help build the business case to overinvest in the critical skills and the key talent. And so at a Raytheon, that's going to be engineers. At a Home Depot, it's going to be the merchants. At, whatever, Apple product engineers or designers. So though, while all roles are important, because if they weren't, they wouldn't exist, we wouldn't be paying their headcount, some roles are actually critical, essential, more important, if you will, to the business plan for growth. So we help HR and business leaders overinvest in the finding and keeping of that talent, and then measure how effective are they at finding and keeping superstar performers.
So thank you. That's really helpful. The executive summit today is all about Vision 2020, looking 5 years out. Where would you like your firm to be 5 years from now? And what are some of the key things that you're looking to do to make it happen?
It's a great question. I mean, this is a great forum to really immerse oneself as a leader of a business in like-minded people and thinking about our own plan for growth. We believe we are very unique in our point of view about intellectual capital powering the growth of businesses and this new economy that we're in. And we think there's a huge opportunity to guide businesses to help HR in some form or fashion, maybe not as it exists today, but morph it so that it can enable greater business growth rather than what we see in some companies, it's simply impeding growth. So that's where we want to be.
Vistage is kind of a really neat organization. I don't know how much you know about it, but over 500 Vistage chairs, 19,000 CEOs and leaders are involved in it. You're probably just about 2 or 3 hours into a taste of a big event, but what are some of the things that are attractive to you about Vistage so far? No, you're just at the front end of learning about it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's a great experience just sitting at the table. I think as the last speaker mentioned, you might be sitting at the table with a window pane manufacturer. And we actually are sitting at a table with a couple of different businesses that you immediately find a connection with them that you would not have otherwise found, and you immediately get into substantial conversations with what I found to be really great people so far. So I think the if you want to call it networking ability of the organization, again, in those first few hours, I'm very impressed with it.
Great. Linda, you founded the company in 2004. Congratulations on 11 years. That's an incredible, lived a couple dog years in there probably with the downturn and all, but tell us about that, go back to the start. What was the spark for you that really kind of got you going on building your business?
That's a good question. I mean, I had spent many years working at big companies, working for senior leaders, being responsible for large functions of the business, and I got to the point that I really wanted to do it for myself and see if I could make that happen. And so it was very kind of small beginnings, but we're very much focused on growth, and now we're so lucky to have the skill sets that we do that really are blending finance and talent in a very unique way, that one can't exist without the other, we believe. So it's exciting.
That's incredible. The you know, it's neat to think about the past, but also kind of cast your view forward. Another thing that's just kind of critical to some of the large companies that you mentioned was the cultural component of what they're trying to project. At Designs on Talent, what are some of your cultural cornerstones that you really focus on?
I mean, for our team, we are really all about results, being fast, and being really credible and unafraid. And we're having an opinion, sitting with senior leaders. And I think this comes from being surrounded and being ourselves so deep in the area that we work. People are constantly telling us, you guys did this for a living before you're now consulting on it. So that brings a whole different dimension. But I think we bring knowledge, credibility, and thought partnership. And we're really not afraid to share our opinion, even though some might not, because they might think it's not going to be popular. But that, I think, is what gives us our strength.
That's great. I have a question for both of you. You spend a lot of time in your role as a consultant with your clients, sharing your advice with them. What's the best business advice you ever received? Is there anything that just kind of comes out from an experience, a parent, a old colleague, anything that that just jumps out at you? Best business advice you've received.
The best business advice that I ever received, which came from a former CEO of the Coca-Cola company, and really kept me focused from a business standpoint, is at the end of the day, it's not profit, it's not balance sheet, it's cash. Cash is king. So if you can't figure out how something ultimately generates cash, you know, you're wasting your time. And what that means to us from a business standpoint is we literally try to connect that back to how we think about talent strategies. If we can understand, and we have to understand in businesses, what truly generates cash, and then we take that back to the talent side of things, then we know we're going to hit a home run for a client.
Cash is king. That's a great piece of advice. Linda?
That's from a former CFO. I was going to say, I grew up in a household where over and over I heard no excuses. We've got to produce. We've got to be responsive. We've got to be creative. There is no time. There are no excuses. And that's kind of our approach. These senior leaders that we're helping, I mean, we've been in their chair, we know the pressure they're under, and so we got to deliver, and that's what I think we're positioned to do.
I want to thank both of you for spending a little bit of time here with us today. This has been really special, and it's great to learn more about your company, Designs on Talent. Tell our listeners how they can learn more about your company and get in contact with you.
Sure. designsontalent.com, and you can send emails to either Tom or me at tom@designsontalent.com or linda@designsontalent.com.
You can also have a fun read of the book that Linda and I just authored called Talent Valuation. So that tells our whole story and our whole belief system, honestly.
Excellent. So Talent Valuation is the book, and we appreciate that. So just a quick snapshot on what that's all about.
Yep. So Talent Valuation literally takes our way of looking at a company to determine from its market value what its core intellectual capital is, and then provides our method of tying that core intellectual capital that does drive a company's cash flow back to its talent, and isolates those critical roles that Linda was talking about, and then helps companies formulate strong strategies to work those critical roles and drive value for the whole company, which benefits the critical talent as well as the important talent in the company.
Great. Tom McGuire, Linda Brenner, thank you so much for being with us. This was great.
Thank you, John.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.